All right, I got to make this quick. I've been working on the past hour trying to fucking restart my phone, my laptop. I can't get this fucking software to work. I pay for it every month, and I have to restart my shit like 100 times just to get it going. I know I took a two-week hiatus. I don't care. Welcome back to episode like 11 or whatever, 10. I don't give a fuck. Of Run It Back. If you're watching, you can see my don't vote pumpkin. It's just a pumpkin. Everyone calm down. I did vote. I will tell that story later. If you're watching, I'm wearing a Sigma Alpha Mu sweatshirt, which I dug up out of my closet. That's a great story. I was sued by a fraternity in college about 5 years ago. But let's just get into it. It's fucking election season, and it is so annoying. Especially because Amy Comey Barrett, is it Coney Island or like Comey, I don't know, James Comey, I don't know. Amy Comey Barrett was like sworn in because they couldn't actually find anything. People are saying she's not qualified. I don't really know that much, whatever. Everyone's saying that she's, you know, she's going to overturn Roe v. Wade, which I don't think she will. I'd be willing to bet both my nuts on the fact that she's not going to overturn that shit. But let's say... And I can't believe I'm the one that's taking a positive outlook on Amy Comey Barrett or Coney Barrett, ACB, being sworn in as the new Supreme Court judge. But let's take a beer half full approach on Amy Comey Barrett being sworn in. If Roe v. Wade gets overturned, it will likely be a state decision on whether or not to legalize abortions, right? So... we can assume that the state of Alabama would not allow abortions. I think we can all agree on that. So let's take an example. And this is why I think if we overturn Roe v. Wade, this could be a positive and a good for the economy and tourism. Just hear me out. So an 18-year-old student at University of Alabama, goes to University of Alabama, obviously, not for the, I mean, no one goes there for the education. You're going there because it's a state school. It's you're trying to get piped out by a bunch of football players, which is fine. If that's your goal, that's fine. But you're from the Northeast and you're like, I hate my dad. I'm going to go to University of Alabama, get railed out by half of the football team. That's your prerogative. That's fine. So you go. You're 18. You get knocked up. The problem is you don't know who the father is because you fucked half of the football team. And Nick Saban's like, look, stop harassing my players, asking for pregnancy or who the father is, tests like Maury Povich, just whatever. So the girl decides to get an abortion. She can't get it in the state of Alabama. So she has to drive to like Michigan, let's say. Let's say Michigan legalizes abortion. She has to drive. She has to drive her car, spend money in other states, get gas, which is stimulating the economy, the local economy in states like Oklahoma. I have no idea, by the way. I don't know what states are above Alabama or whatever, but let's say it's like Oklahoma, Ohio, like states like that. She's spending money. She has to buy at least one or two meals for herself. And because she's pregnant, she's probably going to be even hungrier and needs more bathroom breaks and more water because she's feeding another person inside of her, a parasite. So she has to drive to another state to get an abortion. And now all of a sudden she's stimulating local economies, and it's this supply and demand thing. So now she finally gets to Michigan. It's taken her like 12 hours to drive there, and she's like, wow, what a beautiful state, I might move here. So now all of a sudden tourism, she's like, all right, I might see, you know, 8 Mile, where Eminem's from in Detroit, you know. And now she's, you know, I think it's good. I think there are some good things if we overturn Roe v. Wade. It'll be good for the states that legalize abortion, that keep it legal. And then the states like Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas that keep it illegal are fucked because people are just going to leave. And that's supply and demand. That's capitalism. Welcome back to Run It Back. And by the way, I have no idea if that's how it works. I don't know. Maybe if they overturn Roe v. Wade, maybe that's not how it's going to work on the state level. I think that's what it is, but like, I don't know. They're not going to overturn it, though. That's the thing. She's a woman. She adopted at least one black person. So she's not the worst mother ever. Let's address the elephant in the room. So if you're watching on YouTube, I have a pumpkin in front of me that I painted that says don't vote. And I voted, okay? But like just the amount of calls and texts from random numbers and people telling me to vote and all these celebrities. By the way, celebrities care about this country more than anybody else, especially every 4 years, which is really interesting because they want to keep getting work. But yeah, so I painted don't vote. It was a joke. And my neighbor, who I've never had sex with her, ever, never had sex with her. I was hanging out with her on her birthday, and her sister was here, and she's a lawyer. Now, she got a little bit of a taste of what my life is like on a daily basis when you post things that people take out of context. She is a lawyer. She is not a comedian like me. She, you know, thought my pumpkin was funny because it is. It says don't vote. There's nothing funnier than that. She took a photo of my pumpkin that said don't vote and put it on her Instagram story. And apparently she got berated by people that were like, what? This is inappropriate. Like all this shit, her sister told me. And that's what it's like to be funny in 2020, because no one knows what it's like to be funny more than me. So she put something that was obviously a fucking joke on her Instagram story, and people are berating her. Like, who's going to... You realize if you're getting mad at a pumpkin that says don't vote, you're getting mad at a pumpkin. You are putting energy and emotion into getting mad at a fucking pumpkin. The best part is the don't vote side, because it's a sphere. It's a pumpkin. It's a circle. Like in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, it's a circle. It's a circle, okay? The other side is way more offensive. And I won't say what the other side says. Yes, I will. The other side, I'll show it to you. Can you see that? It says Jews. Now that, if someone responded to that and said, that's offensive, I get it. She's a lawyer. That's offensive. It says Jews. I'm sure she's represented Jews in the past. Not by choice because she needed the money, but still, Jews. That's way more offensive. And yeah, I painted a Star of David and a candelabra. What are they called? Menorah on the other side. Yeah. But you're getting mad at a pumpkin. Welcome to my life. Fucking, all right, switch this around. I don't want to have, we're just going to have don't vote on the whole thing. Let me rearrange that. Oh yeah, fucking don't vote. All right. So speaking of voting, I voted last week. I voted early because I'm better than people who don't vote. And if you don't vote, you're as much as part of the problem as this, whatever the problem is. It's only vote. And by the way, only vote if you agree with me. If you vote and you exercise your right as an American, you are racist, a bigot, you hate women's reproductive, all that stuff. So only vote if you agree. But I voted. I went with my roommate. I registered over a month ago, probably like 2 months ago now. I got the confirmation that I was good. And when you walk into the community center here in Raleigh, and I know it's like this everywhere else, it's all people 80 years old and above, people who haven't died from coronavirus yet, but who will, and can't and have not ever operated a computer. And because of that, I showed up, I gave them my name, address, social, fucking showed them my cock, everything, and they couldn't find me in the system. Now, that was tough because my roommate had registered correctly, apparently, and he got in and he voted in like 2 minutes. So it took me another like 15 minutes, and I had to sit in front of these old white people. I felt like I was in high school where I was just like getting scolded for not registering right. I got to do this and that. And it took me another 20 minutes, but I did vote because that's, you know, it's the right thing to do. And I voted. And a lot of people are wondering who I voted for. I teased I teased a lot of white women over the past few months about who I was going to vote for. I would send a lot of like eye emojis, like, I don't know, I'm going to vote for Trump. I don't hate Trump as much as most people do. I don't. Here's the thing, though. And I've talked to multiple women who I've either hooked up with or whatever. And if I've told this story on the podcast before, I have a short-term memory and I'm always drunk, so I'm sorry. But I wanted people to be like, oh my God, is Chris going to vote for Trump? Because I think that's funny. Because the amount of women who are like, I can't even talk to you, I can never date you because you voted for Trump, that's a problem. That's a problem if that's how narrow-minded you are. Good luck finding a simp cuck 25, 26-year-old white male. He's just trying to fuck you if he's just all Biden, because Biden's also a fucking cunt, just like Trump. But look, I had every intention of voting for Donald Trump when I walked in the poll. And as soon as I was about to fill out my ballot, I thought about it and I thought, if I vote for Donald Trump and he wins, we're not going to get the Donald Trump Netflix special. We're not going to get the Donald Trump podcast. And so at the last minute, I voted for Joe Biden. So you can stop yelling at me. And now that I voted for Biden, more white millennial women are going to want to fuck me. That's how it works, right? You vote for Biden, you're getting more pussy, because there's nothing more unattractive. You can be a scumbag. You cannot have a job. You can cheat on your woman. But if you vote for Joe Biden, a.k.a. Kamala Harris, you're going to get pussy. And that's how it works nowadays. You're not allowed to think differently than anyone else. So that's what I did. Let the record show, I voted for Joe Biden. He's a Syracuse guy. I met him when I was at Syracuse. He was a graduate student at Syracuse. Shook his hand. He looked right through me because at the time he was still a zombie. He's even more of a zombie now. He's decaying. But I voted for Biden. And now you can't cancel me when eventually my comedy career takes off. And he voted for Biden. It's fine. You can't cancel me. I can say whatever I want now. That's how it works. Let's shift to this. Last weekend, I was in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I went to an oyster roast. Now, if you're not familiar with oyster roast, it's like I'm pretty sure it's a Southern thing, because I never did this in Philly, because we had fun in Philly. But it's this thing where you take a bunch of raw oysters that you can't open, and you cook them. And then you still can't open the oysters, and you have to take a knife and pry them open. And sometimes they're not cooked all the way. So then you have to slice your hand open, and you don't know if it's hot sauce on the oyster or if it's your own blood, but it doesn't matter because it's Southern and we're all hanging out together. And here's the best part. It's half a gram of protein. So it takes you about 3 hours to fill your stomach even remotely. And that's what I did last Saturday. It was a lot of fun. I cut my thumb's finally starting to heal. I had to put Neosporin on it. I sliced my goddamn thumb open, and we had to throw the oysters off the table because I was bleeding so much. We didn't know if it was hot sauce or my own blood, but it was a lot of fun. I never understood the foods like pistachios and peanuts where you have to put more work and effort in than like the protein. Like, you put as much effort into cracking open a pistachio and making sure you don't drop them on the floor so your dog doesn't eat them and then they cut up their stomach and have digestive problems. You put just as much effort into that than you do slaying a fucking wildebeest on the Sahara Desert. But at least the wildebeest, you get some protein out of it and some horns you can mount on your wall in your den when you're divorced. Like, I don't understand that. And then the next morning, actually, let's back up. We're not going to talk about that. It's about race. I don't want to talk about race. The next morning, my buddy's like, let's go get Bojangles breakfast. And I said, honestly, dude, and if you don't know what Bojangles is, it's this shitty Southern chicken chain where everyone blames. If you don't like Bojangles, they just say you went to a bad Bojangles. And that's what everyone says from Tennessee to South Carolina. Oh, you didn't like Bojangles? You went to a bad one. Oh, really? Because they don't mass produce and have the same recipe everywhere and have a 16-year-old toothless guy who dropped out of high school twice and even failed tech school to make the chicken. I went to a bad one. They're not all the same. It's shitty fucking chicken. And I said, I'm not doing that. So we went to a bar. We went to an actual bar with like food. Had a good time. And I was hammered, and I saw it was three old men. And I don't know why I got emotional, but it was three old men not wearing masks outside. It was all like young kids drinking. And it was like three old men having a beer, having a good time. And I was trash at this point. And I stood up. I had just bought a Miller Lite, and I walked over and I gave it to him. And I gave it to the oldest guy, and I said, "You remind me of my grandfather, so I want you to have this beer." And I literally had tears in my eyes, and I came back, and my buddy Danny started patting me on the back. He was like, "That was really nice." And then the next morning I woke up and I was like, I never knew my grandfather. So what the fuck was I saying? You remind me of my grandfather. I got super emotional, and I was like crying. I've been crying a lot lately. I talk about crying a lot on the podcast. But yeah, I started crying. But the guy was really thankful, and they came over and they said, you know, "Thank you for the beer. That was really nice of you." And then I coughed on them, gave them coronavirus, and now they're all dead. So, you know, if you're old, if you have a pre-existing condition, don't go out. It's not worth it. You might get a Miller Lite from me, but you might die as well. So don't do it. So just the podcast. Can I just say, it is my buddy who is also named Chris has this phrase. He says it's not a large audience, but it's still an audience. The podcast has been like slowly growing. Like if you look at each episode, like each one has slowly been getting more like watchers or viewers and like listeners. And please, if you're on like Apple Podcasts or like YouTube, please like, leave a comment, even if it's like mean. I would prefer mean, honestly, because it's funny. But like, rate it so that we can spread this, because I logged into this app. It's called Anchor, that you probably heard about, and it gives you the analytics of everyone that listens to it. It's still 100% men on Spotify, not a surprise, because women hate me. But it gives you like the demographics geographically. And a couple of weeks ago, I know I talked about someone in Italy was listening. Someone in Israel, fucking Israel, with a Star of David on their flag, has been listening to the podcast. I don't know who it is, but that is so funny to me that someone in Israel is sitting there like, "Everyone shut up. We're listening to Chris Mary now. Give me the matzo ball soup. We're listening to Chris. He looks like a Nazi. It's funny to me. Oh, Jesus. He's talking about Jews. Everyone shut up. We're going to listen." Like, that's hilarious to me. So please, I don't know. I don't know how this shit works. I'm just going to keep doing it. But like, please, if you can, just rate it on Apple Podcasts. Like, it's so easy just to like click, fucking like it, leave a comment, make fun of me. I don't care. Like, random people that I haven't talked to in so long are, like, DM me, and they think it's so funny. So like, that really does mean a lot, because when you have a drinking problem and you have depression and likely bipolar disorder, you need shit like that to keep going. And I know you want to keep the podcast going, and I know you don't want me to kill. I'm not going to kill myself. Don't kill yourself. It's a suicide prevention podcast. See how that works? I'm sweating here. Holy shit. Man, these lights are fucking... Whew. I should probably talk about, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm wearing a yellow, and I don't look good in yellow. I know I don't, but it's a Sigma Alpha Mu sweatshirt. It's Sigma Alpha Mu, SAM. We called him, I think everywhere they call him Sammy. Here's a funny story, and this is because this is Halloween. So Halloween's this weekend, and this is a really funny story from my life that I'm proud of. So I was 20 years old. It was my senior year of college, because I graduated a year early, because I'm smarter than all of you and I'm better than you, and that's why I make less money than most of you. And I couldn't play rugby my senior year because I had 6 concussions and I was medically ruled like unable to play. So I was bored and I was kind of like upset, like depressed, whatever. And it was early October and I didn't have my Halloween costume yet. Now, a couple days before, and I hated Greek life. Syracuse was a lot like Penn State, where it was just like Greek life everywhere. So I was like, you know what? And I heard in the news that there was a sorority, Kappa Alpha Theta, that multiple women had woken up in the hospital with Ruvalin in the system. The night before, they had been at a party by Sigma Alpha Mu, who also had a reputation for over 20 years of date raping, drugs, like all this stuff. And they were also meatheads. They were these small little Italian dudes from Long Island, New York, like fucking losers. Like, yeah, fucking. And they would skip leg day. And I skip leg day, but I wear pants. They would skip leg day and just wear shorts. And it was disgusting to look at. And so I hated these fucking guys. And they had a reputation for it. Now, part of me was like, look, if you're in a sorority and a fraternity has a history of sexually assaulting women, don't go to the party. If you see a house on fire, don't douse yourself in gasoline and start doing wind sprints around the building because you're going to catch on fire and die. However, I'm not victim blaming. I understand that a lot of people don't like blanket statements. So, a couple girls I knew woke up with Ruflin in the system, yada, yada, yada. Good times were had by Sammy. So I said, fuck it. I don't have a costume yet. So I went on, and you can just do this. I didn't even know you could do this. You can just go online and buy a sweatshirt. So it was a normal sweatshirt. I cut the sleeves off. And I might put it on YouTube later because I had to take it down. But I took photos, and I was sleeveless. I had bigger biceps then. I was holding a whey protein jug and a pill bottle that I labeled Roofies. And I was looking at the camera, and the caption on Halloween was, on Halloween, you're supposed to dress up like a monster. Which, let's talk about for a second, is fucking hilarious. That's... I have the creative, not only is that topical humor for a local, you know, thing, but that's also just funny in general. Oh, and there were two hashtags. It was hashtag TFM, like Total Frat Move, like that social media account that everyone fucking jerks off to still, like Barstool. And the other hashtag, and I'm not kidding, I'll put this on, was hashtag Stop Raping Women. Which I think is a pretty clear and concise message, which is to, I don't know, stop raping women. Because that's what it is. It's if a girl's passed out and you fuck her, that is rape. Done deal. Case closed. It's black and white. So, I posted that photo. And now I used to get like 100, at the time I used to get 100 likes max after like a couple days. This shit blew the fuck up on social media. I had local news outlets contacting me. I don't know how they got my number. I don't know how they do it. They contacted my rugby coach saying, can we talk to Chris? And he called me and he was like, oi, because he was British. Oi, Chris Mara, whatever you did, don't, you know, take it down. I had Syracuse police call me. I had DPS, Department of Public Safety, call me. I never respected them. But it blew up. And I had to meet. And so... they were threatening me, and the comments were hilarious because I wanted to be like, bitch, did you not see the hashtag stop raping women? Because there were women that were like, this is disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself. Rape isn't a joke. And I was like, I know it's not. What is a joke is Sammy. They're the ones raping the women. Let me direct you to the hashtag that said stop raping women. I don't know how fucking much clearer I could be on the message. Don't be mad at me. I've never raped a woman. Get mad at Sammy. They're in the news all the time. Right now, if you actually Google it right now, they are suspended from Syracuse University because they can't have – shocker, because they're fucking assholes. I don't care. So long story short, they were threatening to come to my house. They knew where I lived. It was a rugby house. They wanted to come, and they were like, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. And I was like, fucking do it, dude. I don't want to graduate, but I also don't want to be here, like all this shit. So I met with the president. Now remember, Sammy, Sigma Alpha Mu at Syracuse, at the time, probably still is, was all these fucking short Guido, like no more than 5'9", meatheads. They did steroids, like it was obvious. Like everyone hated them. But their president, and they were smart about this. They made him, his name was Wally Kebby. This fucking skinniest dude, never lifted a weight in his fucking life. Skinniest fucking dude. He was black, but he wasn't like dark black. He was like, it could have been half, so he pandered to like every fucking demographic. And he was like, yo, we need to meet up tonight or else, blah, blah, blah. I was like, fine, I'll meet with you. So I got my buddy Oreo to come hide in the bushes because they were known to jump people. Sure enough, he showed up in a car with people, and the car like drove off, but it was on like a block away, and I could see multiple people inside, like in case things happen. My buddy Oreo's in the bushes, and I said, I'll only meet with you unless it's in front of DPS, Department of Public Safety. So it's late at night. No one's on campus. And he walks up to me. It's cold out. And I stuck out my hand to, like, shake his hand. And he was like, don't shake my hand. And, like, fucking threw it to the side. I was like, cool, bro. You're fucking, you're tough. You're fucking skinny. So their defense, this was the president of Sigma Alpha Mu. This was their defense. And by the way, this was the defense of every other fraternity and even sorority, because there's like a Greek council apparently in colleges, especially at Syracuse, where like each sorority and fraternity has like a representative that like represents the school. And apparently like I pissed off everyone, but I don't care. So their defense, and this is what he said, was he goes, we were never convicted of rape. And I go, that's a terrible defense. If your only defense is, well, we were never convicted of it. Oh, well then, oh, I guess this is just, wow. You know, every other month there's a woman who ends up in a hospital with the same drug, ironically, after hanging out at your fucking fraternity, bro. They say if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's not a fucking mongoose. Well, if all these hot chicks are waking up in the same hospital with the same chemical drug in their system and a sore vagina, can we put two and two together, or do you not know how to do that, Sigma Alpha motherfucking Mu? That's what pissed me off. It's like, that was the shittiest defense. It's like, yeah. And they were like, well, we'll see you in court. Like, we already talked to... And I was like, fine, dude. Little did they know, I was in a sport law class, so I knew about slander and libel. And my professor, John Woolahan, I talked to, and he was like, I don't think they have anything, because apparently they had multiple court cases outstanding. So I was like, dude, fucking go ahead. And sure enough, a couple days later, I got a nice little letter from the National Board of Sigma Alpha Mu, EAM. Bro, fucking bro, dude, fucking whey protein, no way, man. Like, and they had a little crest on it, and they were like, hey, Mr. They were kind enough to say Mr. Mara, and they like wanted to like talk to me and all this shit, and I threw it out. I didn't want to fucking talk. I was graduating in a couple months. I didn't care. But the moral of the story is stand up for what you believe in, and if it's funny, do it. Because the amount of I got so much hate from so many women on Syracuse's campus that didn't understand the joke. But for every angry woman there was that wanted me to die and probably still wants me to die, there was like five others that were like, this guy's awesome. And did I get laid because of it? Yes. Is that why I did it? Yes. No, I'm just kidding. That's not why I did it. I thought it was funny. But it was a nice little cherry on top of a potential lawsuit, was getting laid. And Kappa Alpha Theta was like a weight class. It was a couple weight classes above what I was used to. So was it worth it? Yeah, because those girls were like, this guy's the fucking man. He's hilarious. He stood up for us. And then word starts to spread. I was like a local celebrity for like 3 days. It was great. Everyone on campus knew who I was. Hashtag stop raping women. That's the point of this. I'll talk about two more things. So I have a friend, actually. I have a friend. He's one of my best friends. His name is also Chris. And every now and then I'll text him, because I still, even though comedy's dead, some would say it's dead, some would say it's not, I enjoy the podcast more than I would stand up right now, because stand up is a joke. And 80% of the time that stand up is a thing now, most people, it's usually at like a bar or restaurant, and no one knows there's a comedy show. So they're going there for a beer, and then there's a bunch of white dudes like, oh, so like, what's the deal with the coronavirus? Whoa! Like, that's what comedy is right now. And I think it's fucking stupid. But I was texting my buddy, and he like guilted me into going to a mic in Chapel Hill. So I'll be in Chapel Hill Thursday. I'm going to post this Wednesday. So tomorrow I'll be in Chapel Hill. I'm not going to have fun. My jokes aren't going to do well. And I'm not going to get any better from it, because Chapel Hill is super liberal, mostly women in the crowd, which is, I mean, it's fine, but like, that's not my, that's not my like bread and butter. It's like that's the opposite. Like I want diverse, white, older people. And every time I've done a show in Chapel Hill, I bomb. But I'm doing it because he guilted me. And this is what comedy... If you ever want to know what comedy is now, especially in 2020, it's why haven't you done a show in front of three people who don't even know that the show's going on and they're all apart and they're not in the same building and this is a insurance agency. How come you don't want to do... you must hate comedy. You're not dedicated. You're not going to make it. You're not going to get a Netflix special. Well, if that's the case, then so fucking be it, because I will find another way to do comedy, whether it's this, whatever the fuck it is. But I know it's going to suck, and I'm doing it just to humor him and not even me, because the jokes aren't going to go well. Because what I've been writing about a lot lately are about, crazy enough, race, politics, and women. So do you think a liberal college town in Chapel Hill, North Carolina is going to... No, it's not going to go well. And even if my jokes are funny, they're not going to find it funny. So then therefore, like, I don't know. I don't have a barometer of what's good and what's not. But I'm going to do it anyway. So I'll let you know how that goes. I miss the fuck out of stand-up. I do. I miss it every day. But, like, this whole, like, all right, well, you got to wear a mask on stage. And then you got to, you know, there's 18 people in the crowd in a giant room. And they're all, like, fucking... have their own zip code. That doesn't sound fun to me. And I've talked to people and they've been like, yeah, it fucking sucks. But I'm gonna do it just to fucking humor him. And I'll tell you how it goes, but I'll tell you right now, it's gonna fucking suck. I might just tell my Colin Kaepernick and Mike and Martin Luther King Jr. jokes. Michael Luther King, Michael Jordan, Martin Luther King jokes. I don't fucking care. Let's see how long we've been going for. I don't even fucking know. I'll tell you one you know what? Let's end it there. I'm trying to like end it at like 30 on the dot every time. Look, everyone, please like, share, subscribe. Like, if you're listening to this, I know it's the same like 30 people every time. Please shoot me a DM. Tell me you listened and what you liked, what you didn't like it. If whatever platform you're on, if you can like it, comment, share it, whatever. Share it to your buddy. I do want to grow this. Like, on a positive note, like, I've only made a few dollars from this, from the ads on the podcast and YouTube. It's a handful of dollars I've donated to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Is it a lot? No. Is it earth-shattering? No. Is it, I think $1 is better than nothing. It's more than $1. It's a handful. You don't know who it's going to change. So if you can share this and you think it's funny, please. But yeah. And if you're out there, if you're in Israel or Italy, whatever country you're listening on, please reach out to me, you fucking Jew, because I would love to talk to you, Israelite. Is that even, I don't even know if that's the term anymore, but we're going to do it. Anyway, thanks for coming. My roommate's going to be here any minute. Don't vote, by the way. Don't fucking vote. Don't do it. Don't vote. It's a scam. They're all old. They're going to lose your registration. It's in it for Biden. No, I'm just kidding. You should vote, seriously. Unless you don't want to. Unless you don't want to vote. Anyway, thanks for coming.